Let us pray. God, we thank you for this beautiful morning, a morning in which we want to get your blessings, a morning in which we want to listen to your word. Bless us this morning, and I pray that all what you have entrusted me be open to your congregation by the power of the Holy Spirit. Prepare us to welcome your word and to be transformed by your word. In the name of Jesus, I pray, amen. May you be seated. Let us read the word of God in the book of Mark, the gospel according to Mark, chapter 5, verse 24 to 25. I start reading. Jesus went with him, and all the people followed, crowd around him. A woman in the crowd had suffered for 12 years with constant bleeding. She had suffered a great deal from many doctors, and over the years, she had spent everything she had to pay them, but she had gotten no better. In fact, she had gotten worse. She had heard about Jesus. So she came up behind him through the crowd and touched his robe. For she thought to herself, if I can just touch his robe, I will be healed. Immediately, the bleeding stopped, and she could feel in her body that she had been healed of her terrible condition. Jesus realized at once that healing power had gone out from him. So he turned around in the crowd and asked, who touched my robe? His disciples said to him, look at this crowd pressing around you. How can you ask who touched me? But he kept on looking around to see who had done it. Then the frightened woman, trembling at the realization of what had happened to her, came and fell to her knees in front of him and told him what she had done. And he said to her, daughter, your faith has made you well. Go in peace. Your suffering is over. This is the word of God on which we are reflecting this morning. But I'm sure you are very happy. Are you happy today? Okay, let us then work together and listen to the word of God this morning. The text we just read will lead us to a theme which is entitled Faith in Action and the Church's Mission. Faith in Action and the Church's Mission. That is the main idea of this topic we just read from the book of Mark. In fact, faith is meaningful when it is in action, when it is exercised, and when we act upon the faith we have. That is the time faith can be manifested to the other people to transform situations. In fact, we all know that Jesus healed many people during his stay on this earth. He healed many people. If you read the whole text here, you will see how many people came to Jesus and who were healed. But all those people who were healed are those who had faith in Jesus, that Jesus can heal them. And I'm sure that those who didn't have faith in the healing power of Jesus didn't mind. They remained with their diseases. They were not able to get healed because they didn't trust him. They didn't have faith. Only those who were healed, they had faith. But aside from faith, they also act to put in exercise, to put into action their faith. They did something. And because of that, they were also healed. And Jesus said, because of your faith, you are healed. But they did something. Those who didn't do anything didn't get healed. And we are going to reflect on the faith, the action of faith, which can heal and transform situations. The actions of faith on which the church is grounded and which can heal and change and transform situation. But we will read it first through this history of the woman who was bleeding all along the day and night. She was bleeding. I know that women can easily understand the issue of bleeding for women. It's not easy. We get it only for 3 days, and you feel really uncomfortable, and you sometimes feel pain. But for her, it was a disease. It was a normal bleeding. It was hemorrhage, maybe what the doctors can say. But she suffered for 12 years, bleeding day time and night time. It was not easy. She was desperate. She had already consulted all types of doctors to look for healing, but she didn't get better. Instead, the situation kept on worsening, and it was so terrible for this lady. She spent all her money, properties, trying to find the most expensive doctors to pay them so that they can provide healing. They could not really help her. She was hopeless. She was desperate. It was, her bleeding was like a huge mountain which she can be asked to move, and yet it was impossible for her. Terrible situation, desperate situation. But after having heard about Jesus, she had faith in that. She didn't doubt that Jesus can heal such a person. She knew, she immediately believed that Jesus can change the situation. That is the faith she had. And that faith, she didn't stay praying only in her room to look for the healing, miraculous healing from Jesus. She found out that she had to move towards Jesus, an act of moving, an act. And imagine, according to this text, the text just tells us that Jesus was surrounded by a huge crowd. Many people were around Jesus because some were seeking for healing and others, they listened to the word he can say. So there were so many people following Jesus. And she, as a bleeding woman, according to their society, she could not even be in the midst of people. She should be excluded because she is considered as an unclean woman who's not supposed to be among other people. So there was this obstacle. The crowd was there. The disciples were surrounding Jesus. Remember when a person who was seeking for healing from Jesus wanted to call Jesus, and the disciples tried to prevent him from attending to Jesus. But it could have been the same for this woman, and especially a woman and an unclean woman. Imagine, bleeding one. Maybe I imagine how she was. And then her faith stirred her to move forward despite all these obstacles. She creep through the crowd. I imagine maybe there were some tall people, and then she started passing through their feet so that she can reach. It was difficult to reach out to Jesus. So she did, and then in her faith, she knew that the second act, she knew that even if I touch his cloth, I will get that healing. Imagine, to the point to give the power to the cloth of Jesus. It's a strong faith. She moved, and because she knew that Jesus will not see her in that crowd. She crept and she went to touch the hem of Jesus' robe. You see? And at the spot, she got healing. The bleeding stopped. That's wonderful. It was wonderful. The second act, meaning moving from home, faith moved her from home to to the place where Jesus was. And the second act is to even try to touch the cloth of Jesus for healing as she got it. And Jesus noticed that somebody got healed by his power. It was not bad for her. But do you know why Jesus asked, "Who touched me?" It was not that it was bad, but Jesus wanted to show that what faith can produce, what faith in act can produce, it can transform a human being. She got transformed. She got good health. And Jesus even called her after she has shown up. Jesus said, "Daughter." Imagine, before she could not have been called a daughter, Jesus called and said, "The mountain is moved and now she is clean." Yet even in this text, she didn't have any name. A nameless woman, imagine to be called by the disease you have. It was not an easy thing for a human being. So this time she is called a daughter. She sent peace, got peace, and all her situation got transformed because of the faith, the acting faith she had. Today we are talking about Jesus' mission, the church's mission. The church's mission is the mission of Jesus. The church's mission is the mission of God. As Jesus did to forgive the sins of sinners, as Jesus did to heal the sick people who were crying out there, some even traveled long distance to come and seek for healing, Jesus did and healed. That is the mission for which he came, so that the kingdom of God should be manifest on this earth. It should be an experience for all those who will follow Jesus. And Jesus entrusted this mission to the church. Thank you. Let us go on. When we talk about Jesus' mission, the church's mission, it's not the mission of the church, it is Jesus' mission. Meaning when the church is doing the work, it is doing the work that Jesus could have done. Now today, when we see, we reflect on what Jesus has done as a church, we wonder. We know that we become a church because we have faith in the same Lord, in Jesus, like this lady. We have faith and we gather together as a church to carry out this mission that Jesus was doing. He paid attention to the needy. He forgave sins. He healed all those who came to him for healing. We should reflect on how our faith is being put into action. We know that the church have done a lot, but to know how to put into action our faith, we need to know also the situation around us. What is happening in our midst while the church is there? What is happening in our countries, in our societies, while the church is there? Like, meaning Jesus is there. Jesus can be manifested through the church. The act the church can do. When I tried to make a short reflection on what we are experiencing today, the issue of poverty, the issue of a political crisis, the issue of conflict, the issue of people who are still in ignorance. They don't even know that Jesus is the Savior. Some do not know yet. They still doubt it. They don't have yet faith. It is the church which will bring them to know that Jesus is the Savior. That is, this is the reason why the church every day can stand and try to make evangelism everywhere, all over, so that they pull out people from this ignorance. It is a faith which is an acting as well. But when we also talk about other social issues, most of people think that the role of the church is to remain in a temple like this
and start leaning our knees and pray. Yeah, it is a strong faith which push us to pray, because we know that if we pray, God will join us and he will change the situation. But you see, can he change the situation without us? Political situation, issue of corruption, who can rebuke this? God will not fall from heaven and come and do it on our behalf. It is the task of the church, as Jesus did. He was rebuking all those who were involved in this kind of practices, which make suffer, which dehumanize other people. He rebuked them. This is faith in act. The church, as a church, what can we do in the midst of people crying out there because of displacement, because of war? I know the church is acting. It is sending some help, bringing some food and clothing. But they've been doing this for years and years and years. The situation doesn't change yet. You know? What shall we do? Shall we limit ourselves to that? We need to reflect as a church and work towards the eradication or reduction of the root causes of these wars and displacement. These political problems, we need to know the root causes and try to address those root causes as a church. We should not limit ourselves on praying. We need to act. To act is not that all of us will go to the field, battleground, and become a Wazalendo, as we are saying today. Wazalendo, they said, patriot. The church should be as well. Yeah. And when we talk about the church, it is you, it is me, and all of us here. We should not be indifferent towards this kind of situation, because aloofness, silence, it's not an act of faith. Faith gives hope. Faith gives to move out. What can we think about advocacy as a church? I think this is the easiest thing for which we are existing as a church. We know that the church is strong in advocating. How many times has the church advocated for peace and go to the leaders of our societies, be it in Africa, in Congo, in Europe, in America, Australia? We are all involved in this kind of sufferings of people. Our political leaders, what do we do? I have to appreciate what is good as well. I saw our legal representative of CBCA. He went to the politicians. I hope that you went there for advocacy. It is a faith in action. We should not remain praying. And sometimes we pray, we come to them, we pray, instead of telling them what is not going well. I appreciate this kind of act of faith because it can change the situation. I also appreciate those who can help the displaced people. The church is doing that. But let us go beyond that and try to go to the real issue. I appreciate the church in the Philippines. Let me share their experience. They were also having an experience like ours of dictatorship and the issue of poverty and exploitation by the leaders. But the church there doesn't sleep, huh? It is in action, really. It acts for the change of the situation. The church was the one to mobilize the population for people's power. I think Sister Gemma knows this very well. I also joined one people's power in the Philippines. We all gathered. The cardinal, the Catholic leaders, church leaders, was in front. The Protestant leaders, church leaders joined. All the Christians were gathering in the public places to denounce what is not going on, because they already started different strategies to negotiate for a change, but they, when the leaders are there comfortable in their power, they don't want to change things. So they finally, it was the last resort to mobilize the population to come and claim their right there. In one, the people's power in which I attended, it took only 24 hours. The president surrendered. He said, thank you, I'm sorry. I leave you the power. And he went back home, but the vice president was able to continue ruling. So it means that the act should be also an effective act, not only to knock, to lock all the temples, and we lock ourselves in only praying. After praying, we know that God will accompany us and do an act which can change the situation. Because when exploitation, when the oppressors are oppressing, they feel comfortable as long as you are silent. I also consider another example of Nehemiah. When Nehemiah, in the Old Testament, he saw that the situation at his city, the temple is destroyed and everything destroyed. What did he do? He mobilized all the believers, those who have faith, so that they transform, they put their faith into action. What did he do? He tells them to go and reconstruct the defense of Jerusalem, holding in one hand the word of God, eh? In the other hand, what, Prof, the hoe, a weapon. It was a weapon. So that whenever the enemy will come, they can still put that faith in act, in action, by chasing the enemy, preventing him from destroying them. And they continue with they had in one hand the tool of construction, I'm sorry, I said. So they were able to build while being alert that whenever the enemy, in church in Congo, what have we done? Do we believe that God can change the situation of Congo? He can, and you can say, yes, we believe, and that's all what we keep on praying. But what is the next act of faith which can prevent all these enemies to come and destroy us? MONUSCO has tried. They didn't succeed. Other people have done. Rebels here, rebellions there, trying to help, they don't succeed. Do we really put our faith in action and see what we can do precisely so that the situation should change? How can an enemy enter, you see, and you just say, God will know that. God will know. God already allow you to know him, to know the enemy. And he wants your faith to move on so that he can go along with you. The last example I can put is that of Deborah, the prophetess. That lady, she was receiving the word from God. She was a judge and a prophetess. But when God gave her the revelation that the victory against the enemies will be for Israel, and that he should ask the commander to send army to fight the enemies, but the commander was afraid, Barak. He was afraid. Maybe his faith was shaking, but Deborah knew if God says, he already said that he needs now this faith to be in action. In action. We need an acting faith. And then Deborah, commander said, I'm sorry, I will not be able to go. If you don't come with us, I am afraid. Imagine, it was a lady. Yeah? She went. They went and they won the victory against the enemies. If you go through the whole process of that fighting, they won the victory. Meaning, God wants us to move on, not to stay indifferent, not to stay aloof, not to stay ignorant, not to stay, even if you have faith, not to stay praying without doing anything. We need to act. I'm sorry, we need to act. Acting is not saying that you have to take the weapon and start killing people. No, there are different strategies we need to reflect on so that all the process of ending this war could be effective. That is what God wants us to do. And following the example of this woman, she was able to stand. She was able, because people are crying over there. As the bleeding the woman, we have a bleeding heart. Our hearts are bleeding. Look at the if you watch people on the street, their hearts are bleeding. It's not only for war, also for other problems. Bleeding because they are sinners. We have to go and preach the gospel. Bleeding because they have social problems. We have to go and work towards the transformation of this situation. Faith, acting faith as church's mission to transform the situation. Because we will not be sending people who do not have faith to change the situation. They will not do anything because sin is a sin in a sin upon sin. So we need people of faith, the church of faith, to develop an acting faith, not an indifferent faith, not a faith which is aloof, not a church which is helpless. So that when the situation will be transformed, the name of Jesus will be lifted higher and higher, because that's what for God Jesus left his disciples on the earth, that they may be the light of the world and they may be the salt of the world. Faith in action is the church's mission. May God bless this word.